From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is releasing all of his emails from 2014 and 2015 that are related to the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint. It's something he promised to do last night in his State of the State address. He is, of course, facing intense criticism for his handling of the water crisis, and he directed much of his speech to the people of Flint.
I want to speak directly, honestly, and sincerely to let you know we are praying for you, we are working hard for you, and we are absolutely committed to taking the right steps to effectively solve this crisis.
One Michigan state official has resigned. There are questions about what regional EPA officials knew, and there are also calls for Snyder to resign. Chia Morgan is a social worker and community activist in Flint. She was in the audience last night as guest of Democratic State Senator Jim Ananick. Chia, your thoughts on the governor's apology?
When he said that he wanted to talk directly and sincerely to us, a moment of hope came over me that he would honestly be honest and accept full responsibility. And I felt let down by him once again as he began to point fingers at federal, other state leaders and local leaders instead of focusing right on what Governor Snyder's role was.
Yeah. Well, and when did you personally become aware of it?
I started noticing changes in the water. The beginning of 2015, end of 2014, their water was smelling funny. It was discolored. It was cloudy. So I observed things, but as it relates to the lead, this was maybe 7 months ago.
Well, and as word began to spread around that, in fact, state officials were admitting that there was something very much wrong with the water, I'm sure your first concern was your three-year-old daughter, Malia. Is she okay?
Yes, she had a lead test in August and it came back that everything was fine. And that was before the lead incident came out. It was just routine. But her doctor has ordered last week that she have another lead test completed. And we're yet waiting for the results of that test.
Well, and how are you feeling about that? I mean, we know lead poisoning causes irreversible damage.
Yes, I'm actually very anxious for these results. And I work with individuals who have intellectual disabilities. So I work firsthand and know that if she is affected by this irreversible damage, the challenges that I could face as a mother.
Well, and just the sorrow of having a child's life changed. We know you're somewhat of a community activist. You've taken things into your own hands. What are some of the things you've been doing?
In November, I organized the Thanksgiving dinner titled Blessed to be a Blessing, and we actually gave away cases of water to our dinner guests that were there. I've also went to some of the apartment complexes to the elderly in my neighborhood and given out cases of water. You know, with having a daughter, it's really heartfelt to me. So it was something that I couldn't really deal with to help others, you know, on an ongoing basis. But I'm definitely doing my part to help others while trying to keep her safe as well.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, on one level, it's insane. You know, here you have this whole town whose water conveyance is poisoned. We should say that it's not just the water anymore. It's that the water from the Flint River corroded the pipes. So even when it was switched back to other water, it's the pipes that are now corroded. You know, the governor has promised to fix it. That's going to take a long time. What is your thinking about living in Flint? And by the way, you know, as we know, this isn't the first sucker punch that Flint has received. I mean, GM got up and moved and the city's been hurting since then. So how are you feeling about your town that could kill you?
The thing about it is, you know, this morning as I did bath time to get ready for work and school with my daughter, she was asking, why are we using the bottles of water instead of, you know, using the sink? And I was trying to explain to her in three-year-old terms. And a lot of the work that I do in the community is in response to GM leaving. So you're absolutely right. This is like the second slap in the face. You know, as we were recovering, we're faced with this water crisis. And with the community work that I do, I'd always said I didn't want to leave home. But if I have to keep my child safe, I may consider options in another state.
Well, and who should pay for it if you have to move?
There should definitely be relocation fees from the state. You know, they shouldn't have to foot the bill long term, but they should definitely offer a stipend to help you relocate if you can't keep your family safe.
You spoke a little bit about, you know, bath time this morning. How else? I mean, in ways that we might not think of. I can't imagine going to brush your teeth and then remembering, oh, I can't use the water. How else is this impacting you in ways we might not even think of?
Bath time, her doctor wants her to take a bath maybe every other day so that she's not immersing in the water daily. She can't be in the water too long because she already have eczema. And so that's a compromised situation. And they've recommended that those with compromised immune systems or skin disorders, that they don't immerse in the water. So instead of being able to color and do our letters that we usually do at bath time and, you know, bubbles and play with the water, bath tea time, all of that is cut down now.
So you're still putting her in the water to bathe her?
Putting her in the water, very minimal. Yeah. We have bottles of water in there. And I was saying that maybe at the end of this week, I'm considering going totally just bottled water in the tub. Mm. It's bad. Well, and as I was at the State of the State, I encountered individuals from all over the state, and they were saying, is it as bad as the media makes it sound? I said, actually, it's worse than what the media portrays it to be, because it's a very emotional task. I've been brushing my teeth for 29 years. You know, it's just second instinct to turn on the tap water. And then you have to remember, oh, let me grab a bottle of water. I can't put this in my mouth.
Yeah. What about cooking?
Cooking, we cannot boil the water. That will actually exacerbate the problem. So cooking, there is jugs of water in the kitchen for cooking everything. Everything is done with bottled water, basically.
Well, it's just amazing. Chia Morgan of Flint, thanks so much. And best of luck to you and your daughter.
Thank you. Please keep us in your prayers, you and everybody around the nation. We definitely need it.